Good morning. It's Thursday. I'm Erin Allen, and this is The Rundown. I had mentioned that yesterday was Brandon Johnson's first city council meeting as Chicago mayor, and he presided over the gathering with style and grace and humor. My colleague Mariah Wolfe was there, and she says he joked throughout the meeting, starting with a dig at Fox News for interviewing people in the suburbs about Chicago.
Breaking news, this city council meeting is being recorded live from Naperville.
Somebody asked if he was trying to bring levity to the council, which has had some contentious meetings over the past 4 years, and Johnson joked again.
It is my full intentions to develop my stand-up routine and take it on the road.
Johnson also stood the entire three-hour meeting, which a spokesperson said is a sign of respect for anyone speaking. The council did handle some business at the meeting as well. For one, there was a vote on using $51 million in surplus funds to assist thousands of asylum seekers living in Chicago city shelters. My colleague Tessa Weinberg is reporting that three city council members opposed the plan and then delayed any further action until next week's city council meeting. All this has rekindled a debate over using city funds for new arrivals instead of long disinvested communities.
When you have people starving for resources every day and they've spent their entire life looking for those resources and can't get them, but yet we can just find $51 million to throw away, that's a problem.
That was Alderperson Anthony Beal. Now, Mayor Johnson acknowledged the urgent need for a long-term plan, but he hasn't offered one yet.
We'll put forth more comprehensive approach as we continue to assess the situation, of course, that we inherited from the previous administration.
And at the end of the meeting, another alderperson urged his colleagues to sign a civility pledge. He says incivility in public meetings is a problem in Chicago and nationally. The city council meets again next Wednesday. So yesterday, Governor J.B. Pritzker and state leaders said they had reached a deal for the next fiscal year's budget. At a news conference, Pritzker said it was balanced and he touted more money for education and local governments, but he still didn't have a definitive answer on how to pay for that Medicaid-style program that would cover undocumented immigrants. And the Illinois Senate still didn't pass the state budget. House Democrats expressed dismay at the finished budget, so talks are delayed once again. Senate President Don Harmon said the Senate is going to hear testimony from the public during a committee hearing before the full Senate is expected to vote on it later today. That means a final vote would come Saturday at the earliest. If you missed my conversation with WBEZ State House reporter Alex Degman about what's holding this process up, from the budget to a few other contentious issues, the episode went out yesterday and is called Illinois Lawmakers Continue Budget Talks. You can find that wherever podcasts are available. Last month, I talked to my colleague Lisa Phillip about all the faculty strikes that happened at Illinois universities over the past few months. She covered a lot, and a part of it was the way funding for public universities in the state has changed over the last decade. And apparently, this could be changing again soon. This summer, a state commission is set to release recommendations on a funding formula for public universities. Lisa is reporting that this will be the first one Illinois has ever had. Experts are saying the lack of a formula has made things volatile and uneven when it comes to financial support for public universities in the state, which have pretty diverse needs. A report from the Partnership for College Completion is calling on the state to start funding the campuses more adequately and equitably. Zhao Dun Hu is a professor at Northern Illinois University and a co-author of the report.
It's really difficult for Illinois resident students to equally access Illinois public university, pay for it without accruing a tremendous amount of student loan debt.
Hu says this is especially true at regional public universities, which serve many of the state's students of color and students from low-income households. And now a few quick hits before we get to the weather. Rock and roll queen Tina Turner passed away yesterday. She had been dealing with an illness for a long time before she died in her home in Switzerland. She was 83. And the Sun-Times published some lovely tributes from a few celebrities, including one from Mariah Carey. She said, quote, "The words legendary, iconic, diva, and superstar are often overused, and yet Tina Turner embodies them all and so many more," end quote. You can see more from Beyoncé, Janelle Monáe, and several others at chicago.suntimes.com. and a few more reports from the Sun-Times, including some efforts by the city of Chicago to keep the peace over Memorial Day weekend. Peacekeepers in yellow vests will be patrolling neighborhoods across the city all weekend. They're funded by the state in an effort to help dispel any large street gatherings and reduce the possibility of violence. Also, a former manager with the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services is accused of stealing at least $1.6 million that was meant for daycare services. At least. The former manager allegedly spent the money at a casino. She was charged with fraud in a federal complaint that was unsealed this week after she was taken into custody. As for the weather, it is cooler today and partly cloudy again with high temperatures in the low 60s. The sun should be out plenty, though, by this afternoon. And that's it for today. Thank you for listening to The Rundown. I'm Erin Allen. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning.